Morning.
Good time.
This week's parsha opens with the words "V'hoya Enkiv Tishmu Shomra Hashem Likachol Chalas Abris V'Zachesed Yishpol Nitzachol." Just to begin, B'derech Hakdomo to the Hakdomo, we find that this week Klal Yisrael celebrated Chamisha Asa Ba'ov, and the Gemara said that was the day that B'nai Yerushalayim went for Chilus B'Kromim, dancing in the vineyards, and they would say, Bachar Sadei Nechor, Ema Ma'ata Beirel, see what you're choosing. And there's a very big pshat from the Kodesh Zer Magid, who says that from Chamisha Osur Ba'ov begins, it's 40 days before you like 40 days before Yitzira Zavlad, the basket comes out, is Hu Adin. Chamisha Osur Ba'ov is 40 days before Chof He'el, the day of Bereishis Bara Likim. And the Eibishter created the world, Ki Chofetz Chesedu, Lehetiv L'Briya Yisuf. So it becomes a Gevaldiga, says the Kodesh Zer Magid in Eitz Rotzen, which begins our Achonis for Yom Neroim. And just to elaborate, it's not only 40 days before Bereishis Bara, it's 45 days before Rosh Hashanah. Well, that's at the end of the Eicha, we say, Mo'ez Mastanu Katzavta Leino Ad Mo'oid. Mo'oid is Gimatria 45. Ad is Gimatria Yoim Tuov. And therefore, just to add from the Holy Blujer, he says, Yoim Kolubo in the same Midbar is Gimatria Eitz Rotzen. The Pasuk says, Vani, Tfilosi L'cha Hashem Eitz Rotzen, Hashem. Hashem Eis Rotzen Elikim is Gimatria 928, which is Gimatria Chamisha Osur Ba'av, which is Gimatria Ksiva V'Ksiva Toiva, and therefore the Minig Yisrael is when you write a letter to a friend from Chamisha Osur Ba'av, you've been finished on Ksiva V'Ksiva Toiva, which is also be Gimatria, as the Krenitzer says, El Rosh Hashanah. The Achonis of El Rosh Hashanah begin already from Chamisha Osur Ba'av. And therefore we say, Yoim Chakolovim, the same midbar is Gimatria Bereshis Bara. Don't be many Gimatrias today, don't gotta worry. And therefore the Tzvilasadik says, as Pat Pasuk David HaMelech says, Hashem Bashamayim Heichim Kisoi, Bashamayim is Nutrikon. No? Anybody? Bashamayim, Beit Shin, Mem, Yud Mem, Yoim Chakolovim, the same midbar. From the Yom Shekolu by Mesei Midbar is already Heichim Kisoi, is the Chonof of Binyan HaMalchus of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, one begins to learn Torah, to give commandments from, yeah? And therefore, Yom Chamisha Osur Ba'av is Gimatria Va'atem Matveikim Hashem Alikeichem Chayim Kul Chamayim. Say the Svarim HaKadoshim, based on this Kodesh Zer Magid of Yisrael, by the way, his son, Ramayishal of Kodesh Zer, says, that's why the Gemara says, Chamisha Osur Ba'av, they will mevar the Eitzim, there shouldn't be Toiloi. Right? And the Pasuk says, Ki Ha'odom Eitz HaSoda. So that's one that Achonis begin in earnest, right? That we shouldn't, the last Shabbazir Ha'odom, to get rid of it. And therefore the Torah Taich, that various from the Sosra brings this, the Shmuel brings this, V'hoya, Ein V'hoya Lashon Simcha, Eikev. If at the Ekev, the Mitzvah says until him, is Lashon Soif, if at the end of the year, from Chamisha of Tishmon, then Rishamra Hashem Likecha, the Eibishter keeps the Bris Ovis, and all of us are benched for the coming year with Aksim Loksim Toivel, Shana Toivel. That's the Pashtus. Tifrigaret. Lechura, everyone, all the Mepharshim ask, and there's thousand ain'ts of answers. The Torah says, V'hoya Eikev Tishmon, and the Torah gives us these wonderful Yehudim, these wonderful promises, B'gashmiyas B'ruchtiyas B'chuk. The Chura, the Gemara says, the Kiddushin Tzchar Mitzvah B'Alma. Many answers. Now, I said many times, the famous vort, on Chamisha Osur Ba'av, the B'nai Yerushalayim would go, V'choylis B'kromen, they would dance in the vineyards, and they would say, Bachar Sonai Necha, Abdi Denecha, is the Chemtas Shol of Rapsford asked the obvious question, right? First of all, why did they dance in vineyards? They're rather strange. It's a strange place. You're dancing, you go to the local hall, you rent the hall from the Beis Yankov, local Beis Yankov, you get tanzin and gas, right? Why that's going to Kromit, right? and he asks the Tarkat the Sasser. On one hand, you say, Bachur, son of Einem. Right? According to the previous chapter, the Magen says, Bachur goes on to Chal Yisroel. I forgot to tell you. Der Hoyvin, the Oigin, everyone knows the Rizal says the Tammuz and Ov is the month of the two eyes. What are you burying, mavari your whole destiny for the future year? It starts from now. But Pashtun, right? You're talking about getting married, the day of Shidduch. So what's Pshat? You say it to yourself, Bocher sona inecho, and then you say, Altitin inecho. You're looking, you're not looking, what's going on here? So he says, the Chazal say on the Pasuk, Gefen mi Mitzrayim tasiya, right? That just like the Gefen, you have the grapes, right? They are chayim, but they're nishanim ala eitzim, which are mesim. The whole chay is, you look at a vine, you ever see, they look old and for shibbled, and they're old. The wood looks dead. So to Klal Yisrael is chay v'kayim, and who is Klal Yisrael rely on? Where do we get chayis from? Why are we existing? Why are we chay v'kayim? Because Klal Yisrael is nishan on the mesim, in other words, the zaydis, the babis, who are in a different world on a higher level. That's why in our shidduch you say always in v'agefen, in v'agefen. The gefen, the lebedikir, rely on the future. And therefore, we hold him by making a shidduch. We say, Bacher, sona inech. It doesn't mean look at the meilach. Right? That's not a terrible way, right? Look at the kramim. Look at the surroundings. The surroundings is the kramim. And the kramim represent the Klal Yisrael's dishon on the mishpach, on the yichus, or whatever. Right? And therefore, right? Al titen inech b'noi. Don't look at dvorot chitzoyim. Whether the father drives a Volvo or a Shmata or whatever, right? Supervisual things. Look in the yichud. Look at the family. I have what do you call it again? I have like a, I remember what my first shidduch that I made, right? I was good and fine. What really got me? I said, go for it, right? Because the I knew the family. I knew the father, the Zayd. I knew Ida, Daribani. Where I was told, like generations before, like, yeah, the Elter Zayda, right, was a Yid who every day used to get up in the morning, and before davening, in the morning, he said the whole Sefer Tel. What? For the school that all of his tzatzoyim, all of his descendants, should all be Erlich Yid. And this family went through communists, with Nazis, with all the nisyonis in the world, America, which is probably even worse, right? And the Rebbe Marash heard what is minig, and he gave him a bracha that his tefillos will be in the skabel. And ad hayoyim, we're talking 150 years later, every einikel is from. Every einikel is shomer Torah mitzvos. So if you got a bracha, an avtocha, right? That's my mivet. I was talking to my wife last week, I think it was. I talked to her once in a whatever, 30 days, whatever. She just came back from America. She went to visit her parents. She went to an Enigel, so she came on the way back. She went to Florida to visit her parents. She said she got up every morning at 7 o'clock, and she felt like a lady game, right? Her father gets up at 3:30 in the morning. Before davening, he finished all of Sefer Tilim every day, right? And then he learns the Shir Rambam every day, three program Rambam. And then he finishes Shir and Tanya. He davens. He then does the Tafyomi. By the time she got up in the morning, he's already like half a day spent. Her mother said, oh, Shir Shiner for Endig Lakhundi. She does that. By the time 7 o'clock, the whole house is on wheels. Right? So there's this Kenish Zayn, right? That the Zaydis and Babis who cried oceans of tears by whatever, that the Abrish did the Tfilis of Babis and Zaydis will not be in the sky. There's a Gewaldig of Ort. That's Al Titir Enecho Benoi, Sona Enecho, look at the crumb. Right? There's a Vort I saw in that one of the Sadiqim bring, the Hungarian Rabbanim, that he was Shabbos, Kuydish, Parshis, Ekev by Beit of Lev. See? And by the Tishi was starkness love. And he said, Hagam, that we're not, Maseinu is not Negeil, Maseel Yiseinu. And the Hasogis and the Muichin of us, this generation, can't get compared to the Zaydah, because Bachmishu was Eden Lake. Right? Aber von deswegen, we could still be Poyu. Right? what our Zaydis were being poiled and Avtokas Lakvuris and Brichas Sodim. And he said, that's Pshat, the Gemara, he's Marambis. The Gemara says in Beya, the Gabe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus, he's Zoru B'minig Aviseichem B'yodeichem, right? Why? Because Zimnin, with Lashon HaGemara, the Gazrei Malchus, the Malchus will be Gazer Gzeira, but also Likul Kuli. And he said, Pshat, Yitav Lev, the Meritik of Pshat, that the Malchus here is Merames and Malchus and Melech Malchayim Lachem HaKadosh Baruch. I'm old as a Gzeira, a negative Gzeira for Kal Yisrael. And the Osi and the Kukule, we still tzaddikim today, even though we're Be'enik Doim and Shvachar, then our Zaydis, whatever, we can still be Makalkul the Gzeira Lamaila. How is that? If we're Oichiz Ma'ase Aviseinu B'yodeinu, not in Moichin, not in hearts, but B'yodeinu, we still walk practically in Darke Ovis, and that teached him for that Vahoyo Ekev Tishma, Ekev Miloshim, the Potsuk Sedna Shirashirim, Im Lisaydi Lachayafa Manoshim, Si'iloch Be'ikve Atzoyim. To walk in the footsteps of previous generations, of Zaydis, who were Tzadikim, that also, so therefore the Schuth, the Chakavar and different Aftali, the whole Vahoyo Ekev, the Schar in this world and in the world to come, which as the Brin Bechaya teaches Vahoyo Ekev, is the schus that we, the schus, not our schus, because Chaim Mitzvah Al-Balek. But Amol, you could press a button and you could be Me'oir of the schus of. That's how he teaches Vahoy Ekev Tishma. It could be, you could say Faket also, which is not Faket, but like, it's a two-way street. You could tap into the reservoir of schus Ovis, that's one issue, that's what he's talking, that's the Yitalev was talking about. You could also have a hashpo, that you have to live a life which affects. I mean, Ekev is the heel, Ekev is the foot. We know that the Gemara says, bro, krodavu. The Gemara says, right? That a child, a descendant, is the foot. Why the foot? Because the Gemara says, in Shabbos Taflami, the Mesim Chavshi. Once a person is no longer in this world, he's Chavshi min HaMitzvah. So he's no longer Mahalach, he's an Oymit. He's stagnant, stationary. But through the children, right? Then it works that you become Malach through your children and your Eindeklach. In other words, there's a connection with the parents and children, not just in the present whilst you're. There's a faint last tish of the Holy of Aaron Belzer, as soon as it's Yortzeit, was Shabbos Kodesh, Friday night, Shabbos Kodesh, Parashas Ekev, Tovshin Yud Zayin. And he has it over a famous Torah from his father, Tzach Ber Belzer, right? L'manetem oysem es b'neichem, this week's parasha, end of the parasha. L'man yirbu yimeichem yimei b'neichem, evarichus yomim, kimei ashamayim alot, not kimei ashamayim alot, it's a strange expression. It's for the b'chlal taich, you should know. Remember by Sori Yimeinu, it says, Behi Chayi Sora, 127 years, Shnei Chayi Sora. Says the Medrash, as Melchizedek says, Yodei Hashem Yimei Tmimim, Kishem Shehem Tmimim Kach Yimeim, the days are Tmimim. Pshat is a normal person lives 24 hours a day, and you have 365 days in the solar year. It's the limit. But if you're a Tmimim, as Mispar Yamech Amalei, Taish the Svarim, just like there's a word, whatever. And the word has, every letter of the word has a milui, how it's spelled out. And each letter of the milui has a milui de milui. And every milui de milui has vaiter milui. And therefore, in something which seems to be limited and finite, the emes, you could stretch it infinitely. So a person could stretch his life if he's a tomim. So his days are tomim. It's bispiyamech amalei. There's infinite depth to what seems to be a finite life. And that's at limanetem usam es b'neichem, right? It'll be kimei ha-shamayim ala oretz, after you're no longer here in this physical world. But you'll still be able to live when you're in shamayim ala oretz, down here. You're still a connection. That's what you find, by the way, the Vina Rav says, you remember that the Gemara says in Brachos, that Yishayo Anovi came to Chizkiyo, and said, Koyama Hashem Tzvokis, right? That you're, what? Koyama, right? Tzav lebeizecha, go and give your last will and testament, ki meis ato lezichya. You're going to die, you're not going to live. So the Gemara says, ki meis ato lezichya, and how? stellt sich Plia zum. Why? I'm like Michael Lahai. He said, let's act the period of it. He didn't get married. Stellt the Scheile, not get. Bittle period of it. If the Bittle of Mitzvahs are saying. Since when? Show me anywhere if a Bittle of Mitzvahs are saying. You have Misa?
Misa and
Horosh. Anishner does, right? Nochmer. It's not enough, Mesa, the Bittle of But Bittle of Luchura, right? Luchura. Mishtazoi. The Gemara says in Yuma that when a person dies, it's kaparas avayis for the worst avayis. Mis is mechaper. So even if whatever, if you deserve to be bumped off because le'asakta period of in this world, but what do you mean you lose this world? You don't have. So the Meforshim Taich, think that the classical from Sofer, in it's printed in various places, but you can look in that Dhamma to Shalom Metzuvos near the day. The pasuk says ve'sirucha Hashem nekecha bepri bitnach. So he brings, he quotes the famous letter that the Rambam wrote to his son Rav Avraham. V'dabini, ki ha'odom ha'miskin ha'zeh, abzeh ha'ilu. A person of miskin, you know, nebuch in this world, Rav Ashafel. Ein le menucha boi. He has no peace in this world. It's all running from thing to thing, never whatever. V'ashrei mi shechos mi yomah b'mheira b'leitirtas ha'nefesh. Happy, fortunate is the person who finished his tachlis yuridus hanasham in this world, was sneller, and you go back to be dovuk in the shechina, to be nenemiz of a shechina in Elohim. So to die young, l'chur is a gewalt gathin, Raham say. No one's rushing for it, right? Why? We're not in a rush. Why? The pasuk says, Amol, you finished, not because you taka finished the allotted time in this world, Hashem, you've done what you had to do. You finish your tachlis, you finish your beer of your nitzutzes, go back home. Right? Nervos. Vaisircha, the Ebishti keeps you alive. Sofer famously teaches, because of pre-pindalah. Your children, your eneglach, your ur eneglach, nekt, your talmidim, they need you still. And therefore, that's going to be Shem Arichas Yomim in this world. Right? That continues. But Eschizkiyo answers back, I saw Baruch HaKoydish, and I'm Benin Limal. I'm going to have not Elohe Kinder. If I give them Musar from today till the cows come to roost, it was going to Shelfin. So like, why bother having children who are just a liability and not an asset? So he said, not only is it in this world, but it's in Eilam Haba. In Eilam Haba, you could get the schus of Einik, like an Urena, somewhere along the line, right? You'll have that schus. And that's so not only you're cut off from this world, but you're going to die. It's a Mises Eilam. Whatever you did, and you ran, it's all over. But if you would have got married, you would have had children, then at the end of the day, you can always reclaim the schusim of the future. And that's pshat v'hoya eikev tishma, that the shmiras and mitzvahs, Torah and mitzvahs have to be in the eikev in generations. And the remez, Vinrav says a meridik of vort. He didn't say this, but I'm saying this before, but he says a vort, a beautiful Gemara says in Shabbos, the Flam, you all know the Gemara, that when a melech asked Hayyein Hashem Kitzi, when am I going to die? And the Abraham just said, I'm not, can't tell you, but I'll tell you it's Shabbos. On the day of the week, I'll tell you Shabbos. So every Shabbos, he said, learning answer, nice, you all know the story, every child knows the story. And eventually he passed away, he fell down the steps, which that symbolizes also, when you're dead, you're not a mahalach anymore, you're not going up anymore, you're going, fell down. So Shlomo HaMelech sent a message to Bezin, to Beit Midrash. Abba mes, right? The Klovim shall be Abba Ra'ivim, right? And the Chamada, that the sun is beating down, right? Was Tuich, right? So what did they tell him? So take an avail and chop it off with the Klovim, right? And Vavicha, take either Kikar oi Tinoi, and put him on him, and then you can move your phone. Right? I want to ask you a shayla. Look in Shinal, Shinches. To move a mess, daf you need a kikar or a tinik, or I can put any keli, shemalach to the heter, on the mess and move. Nishner dot, look at what I'm going to ask. You can move the mess if he's wearing clothing. Hello? I asked you, was David HaMelech wearing clothing when he fell on the side? He's learning tire, right? So he's wearing clothing, right? So why did they have to tell him kikar or tinik? Says the Vina Rav, Moire Tikavot. Beautiful. He says, Yishleim HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam was asking Bei Midrasha, tell me, right? My father was David HaMelech, Chabach Shamayim Voretz, and now he fell down, he can't move anymore, he's stationary. And David says, "Agur v'halchei lomim." How do I? What do you do to live even after? How do I achieve that David Melech Yisrael should be chayv v'kayim? So there's two ways, two etzes. Number one, you could build them. Well, you said you could build the yeshiva even after you're no longer alive. Whatever, you know, chesed, whatever, it still continues. If it continues, then you, or you could have children and grandchildren. Al mishpach. That's the remez hanach kikor oitinek, right? And therefore, you're able. Your father is able to move. He's not stationary. He's chayv v'kayim. Nervos, but medvarim amurim, right? That the father has this connection with children and grandchildren. If his avoida in this world is an avoida sense. Someone who serves the Eibishter, he said in Sfarim HaKadoshim, because of Yiras Oynish. He's scared of, they don't want to roast and toast, they don't want to bolt the lightness. There's an Eibishter in the world, he's a dying, and a din, and a dying. That kind of Yiddishkeit is not transferable, not communicable, doesn't have an effect on future generations. It doesn't. An avoida which is based on ahavas Hashem, which is based on emes erlokai, hoylech betumay tzadik ashrei bonav achra. That's because it's betmimis. If it's a tzadik, what did the pasuk say? Ashrei ish yirei Hashem b'mitzvoyis of chafetz ma'oid. Then giber la'aretz yizarei der yisharim yivayrach, etc. Right. Be'avram v'shteit. Be'avram hoyiri le'goygal la'aretz. God, ki yadaiti l'man ashi yitzaveh esbonov, the chibur between him and his children, till outside of Kovadayus. Why is that? Because the pasuk says, svas emes tikunah. What lasts the here and now, the moment, dafke if it's something with emes. If I can't check here, ain't there a guy. With check here, your guy right there stationer. Obri yiras Hashem ta'ira. That's a medes la'ad, that's something that lasts. He says a beautiful word. What's the first word of this week's parasha? What is the word hoyom? I've said many times, thousands of times. The letter vav is called in Zohar. Oyusuemus. That's when the Dovah Shalai says, there's no vav, and Asher, yeah. Karashem Chokirov, there's no middle letter of vav. I've said countless times. By Yosef Hashem, the Kayin Oyus. The Zohar says, there's Oyus of Emes, that's the vav. Vav is the letter of Emes. So the word hoyom means past tense. Over. If I put a vav to the letter hoya, call a vav hamahapich, the letter vav is able to mahapich the over to us. The vort here is when you have emes in your Torah mitzvahs, it's bepnimi, is it not just ketoni, is it not just whatever? That is mahapich the over, past tense, you're someone in the past, right? Into something which continues to live. And therefore, by the way, that's also pshat. The Chazal say, Rashi in the pasuk, Yaakov Avinu tells his children, "Vasisi imodi chesed emes." The Chazal say, the chesed you do with the mess is called chesed shel emes. Because when your father's alive, you can do a lot of stuff. You give him food, you give him drink, you give him whatever. You give him malbish, you give him malava. 100 different ways you could express your chesed with parents after they're not in the world anymore, physically. How do you do a chesed with a parent? You see people, some well-meaning people, like Koyim, whatever, people are not knowledgeable. I sometimes go to a cemetery, the friar people, they put a bouquet of beautiful flowers on the grave. It's like sad. You want to cry. You want to do something for your mommy, for your tati, whatever, but you're supposed to stop. Right? Do you think in Ulam HaEmes they care you put a thing of flowers in the thing? Hello? The Vasisa imodi chesed ve emes. Chazal say in emes ala toirish, never emes kenev al dinker. Right? A chesed which counts in the ilm emes. A chesed of toirish, of ruchnias, of getlachai, of something which is yiras shem toirish emes lohan. Al no tikbereini b'mitzrayim, don't give me kvura. Nor v'shachafti em avoyseh. Chazal say, by David who niach bonem kemoyzoi, it says Shiva, by Yoyev Shaloi, it says Misa, it's Kfur. And that's the Avodah from Tuba, oh, Bocher, Sona, Einecha, Ure'ei Mata, Beiruloch, to look for something which is Pnimius, to look for, to attach yourself to previous generations. That's why the Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah, famous Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that the Malachi Asharas after the Rebbeinu Shalom, how come Klal Yisrael don't say Shira on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? So the Eibur says, "Efshe sifrei chayim, sifrei meisim, psukhun ufamel, Shira, what's that Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim? The Meisim have been dead for who knows how many years. The simple pshat is, important svarim, we're not judging the Meisim, we're judging the Chaim. We're judging the Chaim. I gotta look up Yankel Tundras. Ben, who's your father? Who's your Zayden? Who's your elder Zayden? How do you live your life in respect to your ancestors? There used to be a rebel in Borough Park who was a banshak from Greece Yichus. He was a bit unhinged, like it wasn't full shul. So he once walked into the Tel Aviv Yeshiva when he was a rebel. I remember this happened sort of years ago. And the Bachram, like Kedarkim, Bachram, and they checked with this rebel. You know, they weren't in the COVID, like, you know. So he went to the Tel Aviv Roof to complain. Right? And he said, if the Bachram would know who my father was, who my Zayda was, he would have given me big respect. Tel Aviv gave a kress. If the Bachram would know who my father was, the old children, right? If the Bachram would know who my father was, they'd spit me in the face. Then Mr. Shalom HaKadosh says, when it says in the Teichah, in B'chukhoisai, oh, tefelech ha-Teichah, there's the Charti, the Sprisi, Yankiv, Afes, Sprisi, Yitzchak, where does it fit into Teichah? That's part of the Tichachos Musa. Not bad enough, you've done kach v'kach, but remember who the Zayda was, who the Elder Zayda was, it makes it worse. A Rasha ben Tzadik is judged much harshly than a Rasha ben Rasha, obviously. Now that's one pshat. You open up the Sifrei Meisim and the Sifrei Chaim. But the deeper pshat is the Sifrei, the Meisim, are judged on Rosh Hashanah, Lufi Erech T'Chaim. Because what a child does down here, I've said many, many times here, the famous story that I want to talk about. I want to start the shir today. Already. The first Belzer Rebbe, Hashem, was critically ill. He sent shlichus to the Nes Chizer. And he said, right, what happened was, why did he turn ill suddenly? Because there was in Shemayim, there's different bati din. One of the basin of Malachim, the basin of the Shamas, etc., etc. One of the members of the Bezin of the Shamas, Lamaila, they kicked him off the Bezin, right? He said, they need a new Dayan. They decided to take him to Shalom Belzer as one of Dayanam, therefore he had to leave this world. So Nesla says, I was spoiled that I should become a Saginor, blind. And once, then you could be in this world, and you could still judge fine. So that was the story said about the Shlichan Yachavi, he became a Saginor, and he lived years later. After he finished, sent the shluchim back to Belz, his rebbetzin asked him, can you explain me how a neshama who's been 50 years in Bezin Shel Maila, how do you suddenly get kicked off the bed? What's it done? You went for take a vacation for Sunday, you went to see Manchester United play. What could you possibly sin in Gan Eden that suddenly you kicked off the bed? And he said, I say this to my Olam very often before Yizkor, he was kicked off the Bezdin because of an Einigel, an Ur Einigel, somewhere down the line, was a Gefir to Shaloi Kidaboi, and that was Goyrim, his neshama was Hadirid, could no longer serve on the Bezdin Shalmei. So you see, there's a relationship here, two-way relationship. After this starts to Ba'ov, that's the Kromim, after this Akdama, we can now begin the Shir Amoyritik Akasha, which I'm not going to have time to elaborate, you can spend ages on discussion. The pasuk in this week's parsha, pasuk says, "Uba Aaron is Anav Hashem Oyla Shmidoi Vespal Gabal Aaron Beisli." Says Rashi, "Mustul Tzudot." That means the Chazal. Rashi already said it in Parsha Shmini. The Eibishter wanted Lahashm Lashmid. What does Lashmid mean? The children, right? He wanted to wipe off Aaron's children because Aaron the Hura had a part in Cheto Egel because he was the one who made the Egel. If not for the fact that Moshe davened on his behalf, and Chazal say that Tfila Oysa Machza, and therefore only two of his four children passed away. God of Avihu passed away, and he was left with all of them. So far, so good? Okay. A major shayla, which is not my own shayla, the shayla of Shlomo Kluger, asks, in Erechayim, in Simin, Reish Lamed Hei, right? Reish Chav Hei, you know. The Shulchan Aruch rules that when a boy is getting bar mitzvahized, and he's having his first aliyah, so you make a bracha, the father makes a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Leikein HaMelech HaOlam, Shepatrani Me'onshri Shalzeh. Yeah. Where is the source of this bracha? It's a Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis and by Vayiglu Hanaorim. That till whatever, till, everyone knows Chazal. I can't tell you how many Midrashim this is brought down in. Each one with a different Manda Amar who said it. I have enough Gaminas, and different Nuschois, right? But it's only brought in Medrash. There's no Mokar in Shas for this Bracha. And therefore, the Pashtos, that's the reason that most Kehilus Kedoshis be Yisrael, they make the Bracha, Shbaruch Shepetarani, Guli Shemamalas. Because the whole Shakla Vitaria, whether a Bracha that's not Nisker, not in Bavli, not in Yushalmi, could you make a Bracha? So Minhag HaOlam is not to make a bracha, because it's suffering if it has the status of a proper bracha, not Muskar B'Shas, right? But the deeper reason, by the way, just parenthetically, there were many Kehilas Kedoshis Yisrael who dafka make a bracha, and many Mekubolim say you have to make a bracha, and starting with the Megalamukis, and the Avodah Zakoidish, or Meir Ibn Gabbai, etc., etc. And so this is the Aruch HaEmrach, right? Whatever. If you look in Kamarnim and Hogim, he goes, wow. I said, what kind of, I said, a bracha with the Shem of Malchus, Kimitzafzif Baal. It's only mentioned in Medrash and Gemara. So already the Chayodim brings B'Shem the Gro, who was in Chutn, right? That the Gro held, you should make a bracha with Shem of Malchus. Rosh Hashanah brings, so is Minig Yushalayim from the days of Myrtle Diskin. V'chein, and so many Paschim. In Lubavitch, the Chassidim don't, the Minhag HaOlam, not, but the Friedrich Rebbe was Megala, the Tzinna, that Minhag of the Alter Rebbe was after they made it by his children, he made it B'Shem HaMalchus. Whatever, it's a different Nahara and Nahara Pasha. One of the reasons that people don't make a bracha, Minhag HaOlam was not to make a bracha, because there are two major taichin. How do you learn what's Pshat? In the bracha, Shepet Torani Mi'Anshe Sholazah, and each of these perushim is riddled with questions, which I don't have time to get involved with, right? And therefore, it's a shailot, if our Gemara held that the reason for this bracha stands according to our way of thinking, and therefore the Minhag HaOlam became not to make a bracha. What's pshat in the bracha? Simple pshat is, and so learns the Magen Avraham Halacha, that a father has the chayus for the chinuch of his children. And if he messes up, it's achin vei to him. Once the kid is bar mitzvahized, you could wipe your hands. Baruch Shem Tanan. I'm finished with him. Now you're on your own, sir. As one of the great Rebbe told the son of bar mitzvah, now I'm free from you, but you're not free from me. Now I'm not going to roast and toast because of your avet. Now you got your own yitzhatoyvi, it's a ra. Have a nice day. Nice to know you. That's one. That's the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham does to bring the levush pum faket. A child is punished for the avei for the sins of his father. Hol Gemara and Shabbos, Bavoin, Nedorim, Bavoin, Bitul Torah, Bavoin, whatever, Zuzah, whole list, right? That a child could be punished for the sins of his father. V'chibel is Masa Yodom, the Gemara says, hey, which are Masa Yodom, Shalodom, his children. Now, if, so the Chur, Baruch Shem Atrani means that you're not going to be punished, you kid, you're not punished anymore for my aveis. I believe that the kid, the bar mitzvah boy, should make that bracha. As all the mafarshim ask, l'fi b'pshat l'lush. I got news for you. There are mekayrus where the bar mitzvah boy made the bracha. How do you like that? That's not, but no one does it. Hello? So what's pshat the father? Because since Chazal say, gam anish l'tzatik l'toiv, and the Gemara says that someone who, because of you, someone else is nenesh, a machnisa l'chid shukalash baruch, etc., it back to you. Therefore, however, since it only applies when is a child punishable, culpable for the sins of the father until bar mitzvah, once he becomes an ish, so the pasuk says in the parish kisaytze, ish bechet, yom so obvious albonim, ish bechet, the yom is when he's an ish, mash ain't get a cotton. And therefore, the father can say, Baruch Hashem, now you're not going to suffer from me, and therefore I won't get the repercussions from that. Yeah, so far so good. So, Levush is learning pshat, that after a child turns 13 and bar mitzvahs, right? He's, pshat is, he's no longer punishable for the sins of the father. Hello? Everyone happy with that yisod? Asher Flim Kluger, the Eisen, $64,000 club cash in this week's parsha. Here it says, U'ba'arin nesanaf Hashem o'id la'ashmidoi. And the Ashmidah Chazal say, Rashi is ki libonim. quite big of his children. And Moshe's intervention helped 50%, and only Nadav Avihu died. So why did Nadav Avihu die? Because of Aaron's baking of the Egel Azov. How old were they? I like the way you shoot from the 18-20. That's a machlik between the Zohar and the Medrash. The Zohar says they were over, they had to be over bar mitzvah, otherwise they can't do that. Whether they were 17, whatever, the Zohar holds they were young. According to the Medrash, they were 40, I don't know. The Aaron was 84 at the time, you know? Oh, 83, whatever. That's a question. What happened? No wonder all the Rabbanim were against technology. Honestly. Right? You got, hello? You with me, folks? Yeah, you hello? Right? Whatever. But Akoponim Aaron was what? They were Gedolim. L'choladeis. Gedolim, you just told me you're not punished for the chet of your father. So how did Nadav Avihu? Why are they culpable? What? That is, to me, with all due respect, Acher Mechilas Kveite Ros Charama, that's a kappa. Right? Hello? So the Gemara says, when do we say Ish Mecheta Yumos? Right? When do we say that the Abish is Puykin of an obvious Albonim? Kan, but Uyus Masi Vesey Bideim, Kan? So the Gerari, the Maral, learns Pshat that if you're Uyus Masi Vesey Bideim, then even a Gadol could clap it for the fathers of Abish. Right? So maybe somehow, whatever Aaron did wrong, there was a moichel, like the Taz says in different Dovid and Rashi, different Parsha, right? The Aaron was in moichel, Klal Yisrael, maybe the Levi weren't moichel. Whatever, okay. You could, whatever. But the Mabit says in a Sefer Beis Lekim, Klor, that once you're a Gadol, even if your oichel is Maaseh Avosov B'yodov, you don't get Misa. Ish Bechet Yumus. You can still get Yisurim for the Averis of your father, but not Misa. So had Rukushi Luduchta. So why Taka did not of Avihu? Yeah. Gerada, there's a fascinating Ibn Ezra, with a whole list I can tell you of before Shmuel learned that way. That when do you say Ish Bechet Yumus? When do you say Poikir Avainovis? Stira. So Chazal, the Gemara Sanhedrin has Kadba Yitzimai. He says it depends. In practice, Ish Bechet the Yumos is in Bezen Shalmato, and Poikir Avin Ovois is in Bezen Shalmai, which is fascinating. This answers many other things. But the Rambam clearly doesn't say. The Rambam in Perek Vov, Hilchos Truva, Alucha Aluf says clearly, like the Levush, that there's a din that the Froimen of Chetoi Be'el Maseh, Be'gufe, Be'meni, Oy Be'bono Vaktanin, She'bono She'odo Maktanim, She'im Be'em Das, Be'el Mitzvahs, Kikin Yoni. And on them we say Ish, right? Right? Because the Yumas actually has an issue. The Rambam is clear. Until you're bar mitzvah, then what happens? You copy it because you're kinyoni shel ovid, it's a punishment to the father, right? After you're bar mitzvah, you can get nothing. There's another answer given in this forum, like the Ramban. Wait a minute, we're late. Who says, Ein lechanam, and normally we say ish bechet the Yumas, but avay the Zohar is different. But from the Rambam and the Mokar of the Rambam, Zifrei, the whole Udimei, there's no such chiluk. So back to square one. So why did, I could go on, this hours discussion of this whole business. A very simple, basic, fundamental answer is found in the Minchas Soilus from the Duk L'Rov, who was the Zayd of my Rebbe of Hirschsprung in Montreal. Very, he had a Hasogas on the Bar Miofas. It says a Meiritik, a simple word, right? Avada, a godel, cannot punishable for his father. Oh, but the emes is, so is Mashman actually in Maral, in Gerari, in Parsha. The emes is a simple word, but makes a lot of sense. How could Rashi here say, based on a Chazal, various midrashim, that Nodav Avihu passed away because at the Mashman Post, because Aaron made the eagle and therefore got one second. In Pasuk it says, why did they die? Because they brought up Ezor. For whatever reason, there's a whole shmuz itself, and we learn Parashat Shemini next year, maybe we'll go into it. Chazal give 10 different reasons as why we're moving the Pasuk from Pshutoi, And they, whatever they did, they went to the Suya Yayin, they said, Wasa Yamus Kainam Alolu, they were no Yakov, whatever. Right? But why all of a sudden, because of the hate of the father, because I'll give. Is the Chavad, Chazal say, these are the Averis that they did. Right? Not because of the father. Nor false. We have a principle. Every Muslim, every, as far as we know, a person doesn't suffer the loss of a friend or a relative until he himself deserves to. The Abish is Mishpat is Sotki Yachtim. He takes into account not only the actions of the person themselves, but all the consequences. As the Sforim say, you want to have a best insurance policy with a lot of good friends. People, if something bad would happen to a person, they would take it to heart. So maybe you deserve it or whatever, but who did your friends deserve the tzar? And therefore, it's gedai to have a lot of good friends too. Right? So the MS, not of you, had a klapit for their own, pick or choose which one of the 10 you want. Aber lechura, why should Aaron suffer? And the schools of Aaron shouldn't make in on them? So if your uich is masa, a voice of be yodoya. And what this forum types right there, what was the chet of Aaron? An eagle? They made an eagle? Even though it comes out of the same mind. An eagle is a chavayit d'zora. And the bottom line, if you look deeply, all the time in the chazal of chet Aaron, there was a degree of gaiva of whatever. And the Gemara says, gaiva is what? Is ki'ilu over avayit d'zora. So there's a me'en, there's a nekuda of, not in a grava oifen, but in an edler oifen, that none of you were culpable in. Asher al came the schus of Aaron, since it was oichid, and therefore they clapped it. Which, just to finish off, the pshat is that when a person, we're now in the avoida after Tu B'Av, we said you're in the avoida of preparing for Hashana, it's not enough just to get rid of the avoid, the grub of course of Eris, but you have to, the famous story I say every year, the Talmud, how was he in this character of Baal Shem Tov? Baal Shem Tov went to his town, wherever he was Magid at the time. And he was giving Musa to them, speaking to them, Wayne Ambi, Makar of them. And the Talmud was the snagged to the Baal Shem Tov. He heard what this Baal Shem Tov is coming, he wanted to check him out. So he stood behind the door. And after he finished, the people were talking to him. And so one of the Balabatim, a simple farmer, asked Rebbe, what do you think about our Rav? Talmud said, gotta go in. So he says, your Rav is a tabdi, a holy man. Except there's one Aveira that he did. What happened? The Baal Shem Tov talking to, he said, King Tisha B'Av, whatever, a tainus. He felt a gaitois, nefesh, he's going to have to break the fast. He went to wash. And after he made the brach of Alon Tfilos Yodayim, he suddenly realized his mice is sotten. And he's finally healthy, and just sotten break the makok, and he could survive. And he did. So he was moitzi shem shemayim levat kolo. And he did tshuva for it, and he fasted, whatever. So Baal Shem Tov, and then that night, Baal Shem Tov says he had a dream. And in his dream, there was an orchard. And the orchard had beautiful pears. And the Talmud asked the Malach, accompanying him, what are these fruits? These are the consequences, the repercussions, from his Aveira, B'mu'yit Yishem, Shemayim Levatala, albeit B'shoyim, etc. And in the dream, the Talmud took an axe and started chopping down all the trees. And he got rid of all the fruits and all the. But he said the roots of the Aveira still remain. And if he wants to get rid of the roots, he'll have to become my Talmud. The Talmud is listening in Mechorei Aparu, right? And he hears, how in the world could anyone know a dream that I dreamed at night, what I didn't share with a soul in this world? And that's when he was Neskar, became a Talmud Mufik, and the scribe who wrote all the Torahs that we have is basically from the Talmud. But the moral of the story is, you have to be oikir, not just Aveira, but the Sheirish Peirish, the Lana of the Aveira. And then we come and all of us will be blessed with the Simon Simon David.
Oh, amazing. Oh, yeah.
When you give him a sort of tova, you get a hint of the oven. Ooh, the woman had to say it was the father. The
that depends on this type of difference.
Then the woman. Let me ask you another question. You have to recite a Baruch Shem from you for Guru. Nobody knows. The Guru becomes Baruch.
if the Tam is the Magen Avraham, definitely you don't have to. But if it's that she shouldn't be there, it's a little react. I don't know if you mean it. Yeah. The Sages are full of 70 pages of the Brach of Rishon Kippur. And the longest.
The bottom line is going to be the vice of the Lord.